Hello.
Hello, this is Taisha calling with XPO. I'm returning a call back in. Who do I have the pleasure of assisting?
This is Timothy Comer.
Okay, and how would I be able to assist you today?
Evidently, you're supposed to be delivering something to my house tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. And what's your zip code?
4047.
Okay. Let's see, I'm taking a look for that ticket. Wait, could you verify that address also?
15538 Courtyard Drive, and it's Chesterfield.
Okay, yes, sir. Let's see. Okay, so, I see a ticket for the 17th. Let's double check. There goes one for the 13th. Okay, yeah. For some odd reason. Well, once clicking on the ticket, I see the 13th, but it looks as if they have you down for the 17th.
Okay, this is the reason I'm calling. Now, the last two people I was talking to were, I don't know, they were Indian. I don't think they understood anything I was saying. At least you speak American. Come on in, Kim.
Yes, sir.
What happened is I'm getting hardwood floors installed in my home, okay? And I ordered a stove, refrigerator, microwave, and a dishwasher. I was supposed to receive the refrigerator on the 6th of March. Since my floors are still not installed as if we speak right now, I had to push back the ship date. You follow me?
Yeah, I understand.
So, I called last week, this past week, Wednesday, and said my floors won't be in for another week, so I'm going to have to push back the order. And the lady looked up on your service people looked up on my order that I had, and the order was, oh, they're only shipping a stove. I said, well, what do you mean a stove? I said, I was supposed to get the refrigerator and everything all in one package and have it all delivered and installed. Well, we're only seeing you're getting a stove and the refrigerator, the microwave, and the dishwasher were canceled. I said, I didn't cancel anything. So with that said, I called, talked to your service people, and I canceled my complete order. I get a phone call just 10 minutes ago saying they're going to deliver stuff to my house. So I completely canceled the order.
So I can have that done for you. Let's see a dishwasher.
Well,
Okay, yes, sir.
you'd be the second person that's canceled the same order.
Now, that's the strange thing. It doesn't look as if it's canceled. It looks as if you're actually on route for tomorrow, 8.
No, I canceled my whole order. I even have
Yeah.
a confirmation number. Do you want the confirmation number?
I could put that information down and I'll make sure that this is canceled for you. And we'll
Yep,
say
I canceled the whole damn order. I'm going someplace else because this is, I got all this running around bullshit and I'm sick of it. It's not your fault. I'm not taking it out on you, but I'm just a little pissed off. But I spent a
Yes,
lot of
sir.
money on what I got. My cancellation order is 112-105-1864-685.
Okay, 112-105-186-4685.
Correct.
Okay. See cancellation. Okay. Now, we won't have a cancellation number for you, but I will make sure that this is canceled so no one will come out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, they can deliver it all they want. And I'll sign somebody else's name to it. I don't care. I'll sell it to somebody else.
Yes,
just
sir.
Just teasing. I wouldn't do that.
It's okay. But yes, sir, I understand. I'll have this counseled so to avoid all of that, so they won't even come out to you.
Okay, I just want you to be aware of that, because it's not fair to those guys who are making a trip, because somebody's not communicating to your people properly, and it's just not right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. I understand. Yes, sir.
All righty. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I could do for you today?
No, you've been fine. Thank you, and I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. You're so welcome. You have a great evening.
Okay, you do the same. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.